same issue with another group, and it was consistent with that. So thank you for doing all the work that you did do, and for taking your call on your commute home.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You will be getting a letter from the clerk's office stating such of your change in your Rock Ridge 1 and the denial on the other 2. Obviously, you know you can take that to the State Tax Commission and appeal it.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
My experience with Maureen is if you call her up and she agrees that your assessment has... that the cap rate that was determined, she may just, I mean, you may not have to go to a full hearing.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one. All right. Let's skip to BOE number 36. This is a teleconference with an individual. It's a condo at Emerald Point.
Actually, gentlemen, if I may.
Yes.
This is a condominium that we have a procedure.
Yes, I
get that. They send us a letter saying they don't rent it. That it's strictly a residential deal. And he contacted me. And it was on the 3rd. I couldn't do anything on the 3rd, so I said appeal to the BOE, and I don't think he's looking for your phone call.
No, he's not. Okay.
And I would suggest that you make a motion to take the commercial value off, make it all residential.
Because they live there.
They don't, well, yeah, they don't rent it. They don't,
right, they live there, they don't.
Yeah.
Are you agreeing to the requested value that right, is put on the application?
Let me look at that.
Okay, because if this value is different than yours, I think we're still going to have to call it.
His thing was
exactly. 205-744.
That's what he's requesting.
Yeah, that's what he's got on here, and that's what I would recommend. Yes.
I have down here that it is 205-744.
It's what?
Are you talking about 36?
Well,
not 36. Oh,
no, it is 205-744, but a portion of it is res and a portion of it is commercial. You need to make a motion to set it all at residential at 205-744. Because when we do the multiplier, that's where the increase is.
Right.
Because we take 19%, 19 times the 58749, which gives you your 11,160, and then we take 146,995, multiply it by your 0.32. That's after we divide it by 100, because it's by every $100. Multiply that by the 0.32, give the 47,000.
But that value is what he's requesting in the app.
He didn't put a value. He said not for sale.
Okay, did he put he just wants it assessed as residential?
Correct.
It changes the value once you change it from commercial to res.
Sad thing is, he sent
I just don't want to have to come back here if we don't do right. What he's requesting.
Well, you have a residential and you have a commercial, and you just want to take the commercial off, is that correct?
No, you take the value that he has on his commercial, and the value is read, and add them together, which the system already does it for you. It's telling you that it's 205. 744. That's
gotcha.
The total.
Yes.
Assessed valuation.
Yes.
That's appraised.
Appraised value. Sorry. So then we're going to take it, and move it all to res. So res will now be 205744. But instead of being split on its multipliers, it'll be all multiplied by the 0.19.
Which
so,
would
so,
make the assessed
so
valuation.
Why it, isn't this just an apartment there?
It's a condominium.
It's a condo.
But yeah. Why is what is the why
they do nightly rental, so a lot of them do nightly rentals.
It says it's not nightly rental.
Right, and that's the whole issue. If they don't send their letter in to us, in old previous years it went 100% commercial, except for the little land value. We've changed it to 80% commercial this year, but if they don't send their letter in, they get charged like it's commercial, like they do rent it.
Okay.
but he doesn't rent it.
Well, what I'm getting at is, though, but you have a commercial and a residential both, do you not?
That's the current. That was what we're changing.
He wants to take it all to res.
That's what his application is about.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's what I just wanted to
say. Sad thing is, he failed to get it in last year, and he had to pay that rate last year. And so
gotcha. We can call and let him know that we're, I mean, we can vote without him being up.
And you can call him. I mean, it's fine to call
him.
I don't know that he'll be looking for a call.
We can let him know that.
It's just as long as we are doing what he asked for in the application, right. I don't have any problems voting on it.
You have the app?
Application, and that's what I was telling you, on the value all he has put is the word, not
for sale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know. I meant what he's asking for is the classification to be changed to as residential.
It says classification on the
there you
application.
Go.
It just marks
yep. Classification.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Condo is not our home. Family members are not allowed in this complex.
I would vote to change his classification to residential only.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I guess I was looking for a third there, Joe.
It's been a long day.
I missed the second. I'm sorry.
I seconded it. All right, we still have American Tower Corporation. Do we want to move that back? We also have Home Depot. Do we want to continue working or move these back? All of these are teleconferences, nothing in person.
They're expecting a call.
Okay.
Which ones?
American Tower, are they expecting a call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we've tried to call them once.
Try to call the number on the paper, maybe.
I'm happy to call again. I'm good if anybody else is good.
You got a Joe Watkins also there at 5 o'clock.
I'm sorry, say again.
You got a 2017-37 that's scheduled at 5 for a phone call.
So 32, 33, 34.
123 Bunker Ridge Drive. I was just out there today. All right. Or right by there.
And you've got all those up files.
Bunker Ridge. Actually, I know this area. Okay.
Are you talking about the tower or something
different? No, this is a guy. This is a gentleman that's waiting for a phone call. Do we want to put off the American Tower Corporation for a minute?
It's fine.
Here's the chairman.
All right. I am.
Michael's decision.
Whatever happens, it's on you.
I can live with that. All right, moving on to 2017-37, last page. Joe, I am making a phone call. Teleconference, Panama City, Florida.
Wes, you got any evidence on this one? Working on it.
I think I know what this is. I sold a condo in this neighborhood, in the same building.
You're too high.
I think he's right. What's his request?
66.9,
yeah.
I think he's right. I sold one in there for a beautiful one. Yeah, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this Joe?
This is Curtis, Mr. Reynolds.
This is Curtis. Oh, hey.
That is correct. I am doing the docket today.
Hey, Curtis. Just to let the other members in, I dialed American Towers.
Oh, good.
Phone number.
Good.
We've been trying to get a hold of you, and we moved on, but I looked at you.
I got my docket at 3:15.
I know.
Well, I know. Maybe 4:15. And then I had another docket come up at 4:30, and then by then there was like a crossover, I guess.
Yeah, I called, and you were busy, and so, yeah, we were running late. Did I catch you okay time, Curtis?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My docket's finished for the day. I'm on Central Time, so I actually stayed around to see if you would come back.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Now, we intentionally came back to you.
Actually, I go through it quite rapidly.
Okay. We are moving to you are live, being recorded on the internet, just FYI. And we are moving to 2017-32 is where we're starting. And can you share a little bit about your property, and we're looking at property numbers ending in 005T.
Parcel
number.
6975 U.S. Highway 65.
That's 6975 U.S. Highway 65.
Across from Pinniger Chevrolet, should be.
Okay. Across the highway?
Yes, sir. Can I get a parcel, a beginning parcel number?
Yep. 08-2.0-
That's the only one that follows 08-2.0, sir.
Okay.
what you're actually valuing here, these are communication towers. This one distinctly, there's three types of towers out there. There's monopole, there's self-supporting, and there's guide towers. This is the most recent type of tower being built in the United States, the most common, called a monopole. It's literally a stick in the mud. It's a steel pole, usually 14 to 18 inches in diameter. Typical heights do not exceed 200 feet, just because of wind shear and things like that. These actually are extremely tall, all three located in your county, but specifically this one. This is a 196-foot monopole. We schedule these on a 20-year physical life. It was built in 2010. What we use to determine the value of these properties is a nationally recognized cost estimator called Marshall and Swift. A lot of jurisdictions use it across the country because they have deep research in the cost to replace an item. And one of the general appraisal practices accepted is replacement cost move, less depreciation. So this specific tower, 196-foot monopole. The Marshall and Swift replacement cost new on this tower is about $111,000 on a 20-year schedule. That puts it at 50% good, and therefore we feel like the market value of this asset is about $56,063. This notice market value was $68,000. We believe there's a discrepancy of market value of $12,327.
Okay.
Do you have the documentation with respect to what you just said? Did you provide that? Yes, sir.
That should be part of the packet. A page of Marshall and Swift along with the exact calculation on how it came through.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to save the board a lot of time.
Okay, help us out.
Yes, sir.
No, help us out. Save some time.
Yes, each one of these items are valued the exact same way. We use Marshall and Swift. We multiplied the height times the type of tower, and then we depreciated that replacement cost new. So there will be no variance. So based on that information and the information provided, it should calculate equally all the way down. And that way there's not like each... There's no uniqueness about these properties. These are monopoles and SSTs. It's specific and Marshall and Swift on them. So it's the methodology that counts here. We don't have to go through each one individually for me to repeat the same exact thing.
Now, is that just the pole or is that the hardware that's on it also?
Sir, they don't own the telecommunication companies own the hardware.
Okay.
So there's arrays and antennas.
Okay, so your valuation is 56,063 on every one of them?
No.
No, sir. Just on the two monopoles. It's the same methodology. And I'll give you those when we get into each one, because I know you have to do each one individually.
Okay.
I'll say the estimated value, and I'll say that then we'll stop there. I won't go back through the
I got you.
The field.
Because we have a total of four, it appears to be.